A man has suffered horrific burns following a rubbish fire at Nambour overnight. Paramedics were called to a location off Coronation Avenue and Bly Bly Road just before 8:30, where they treated the patient for potentially life-threatening burns to his face and upper body. A man aged in his 30s was then rushed to Sunshine Coast University Hospital. An official goodbye to budget airline Bonza. Creditors voted to liquidate the company yesterday, 18 months after it first launched out of Sunshine Coast Airport. The Transport Workers Union's Nick McIntosh says the creation of an independent, safe and secure skies commission is now needed.
It's no good just having CEOs and executives making massive profits. We need to say, what's the public good? What are we doing for regional Australia? And what are we doing for consumers all around this country? And that should be part of what the Safe Secure Skies Commission is charged with.
The Miles government has made its first election promise. If backed by Queenslanders in October, it'll duplicate the Bribie Island Bridge. The completely new structure running alongside the old bridge will cost about $700 million. But the LNP has fired back, saying only 4 years ago, the then Transport Minister Mark Bailey had declared that the bridge wouldn't need upgrading until after 2031. Sunshine Coast Falcons will be without Jamie Hill for this Sunday's home game against the Ipswich Jets. It's after scans this week revealed the forward has a torn groin, suffered during last weekend's win over the winner Manly Seagulls. Also out due to concussion protocols this weekend are Flynn Camilleri and Luke Polselli.